Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the GTC 2015 Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone. And I also must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Thursday, the 17th of March, 2016. I would now like to hand the conference call over to your speaker, Malgorzata Japlica. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you to our 2015 results conference call. As usually, we will conduct a short presentation of the results and achievements in 2015 led by Thomas and Eres, and then we will welcome any questions you may have. Thomas, you can start.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, to the presentation of the 2015 results. 2015 was a very active and interesting year for GTC. The first half of the year 2015 was basically restructuring loans, lining the company up to more efficiency to get approval for the capital increase and for the new strategy from the shareholders. And we could achieve all these efforts and tasks to exactly mid of the year. The new GTC basically started at the 1st of July 2015 by having the support of shareholders for the new strategy, having all the loans restructured, having Paul Notzner billing permit in hand, and the second half was mainly driven by new construction, going ahead with Paul Notzner, going ahead with the office park in Łódź, going ahead with the office buildings in Belgrade, and also doing the first acquisitions just before the end of the year. We can report now the completion of the 41 office building in Belgrade with 10,700 square meters and a high occupancy. We can report the acquisition of Duna Tower, 31,300 square meters in Budapest, best location. Acquisition of Pixel office building in Poznan, Poland, with 14,500 square meters, which was signed in 2015 but closed in 2016. We have 90,000 square meters net leasable area under construction in three projects. A huge effort was made to lease and renew 107,000 square meters of office and retail space in 2015, and this made the occupancy to be stable at 92% with some upside potential. The profit before tax, 56 million euro, compared to a huge loss last year. Out of this, a revaluation gain of 26 million, but only driven by projects under construction, where value is really created. FFO improved to 38 million euro. Net loan to value at 39.4%, very stable balance sheet. And the EPRA NAV at 779 million euro, which equals, based on an exchange rate at the year end, share price of 7.20 zloty per share. The execution of the growth strategy is the target of the company. So by doing that, we could, in 2015, restructure the portfolio in terms of selling five non-core portfolio assets to free up additional cash for the going forward activity. The property valuation of the portfolio is fully stabilized, and we do not see any big changes in that. It's now self-leveling, basically. Only the, let's say, appreciation on value came from construction and development. The debt structuring is completed. We don't need to talk about it anymore. Management structure is fully aligned. The capital increase was successful last year. And out of this 138 million cash coming from the rights issue, we could already invest 87.5 million in new acquisitions and also in developments. Out of that, 28 million will be recovered from bank finance of Duna Tower in the next couple of weeks, which gives us a firepower still at 60 million euro for new acquisitions and developments to come. We made significant progress on the development portfolio side. Basically, starting in the second half of 2015 only, we have now 90,000 square meter net leasable area in advanced construction stage. Galleria Bornozna is now under construction already for about 8 months. University Business Park Łódź will be completed in Q2 2016, so the completion is shortly in front of us. The second phase of 41 office building in Belgrade is full under construction too. We will complete it by Q3 2016. And 5 projects are in planning and permitting stage, which is Galeria Vilanov, White House in Budapest, Ada Mall in Belgrade, and the 41 Phase 3 building in Belgrade, which is also very successful in pre-leasing, and hopefully soon we will be able to announce the start of the project. Acquisition of income-producing assets and real estate of gross asset value of 102 million euro completed now. The names are Duna Tower in Budapest, Pixel Poznan, and the buyout of our minority partner in Citygate Bucharest will contribute a lot to 2016 cash flow and result. On page 6 of the presentation, you can have a breakdown on acquisition values and equity invested. You can say that on standing assets, we invested about 83 million of equity with a total purchase price of 102.4 million, giving a current NOI of 10 million euro. And upon stabilization, when Duna Tower will be leased up, we are talking about 11.05 million euro per annum. In developments, we invested 6.2 million equity, 41 Phase 2, and University Business Park, which makes up for 87 million total funds invested from the capital raise. Page 7, we see the pictures of the major projects under construction. On the left top side is Warsaw Galeria Bornozna, 63,400 square meter net leasable area. Pre-leasing is quite successful. We crossed already the 50% border on pre-leasing, having another 20% of term sheet signed. So this is very promising. The construction is in time, and the budget is also in good order. UPP Łódź will be completed hopefully in the end of April this year. Also, the pre-leasing is in a good shape, and first tenants will move into the buildings and occupy more than half of the space of the new phase in beginning of May. The Block 41 in Belgrade, Phase 2, is full under construction. The rock construction is now on the fifth floor, and pre-leasing is also north of 80%, and the third phase also is under final negotiation to be hopefully able to start in Q2 this year. We have on page 8 a picture of the acquisition Duna Tower in Budapest. It's a landmark building and actually one of the highest office building in Budapest. We are very proud about this acquisition because it was on a short notice just before the end of the year. A bank were in fight with a sponsor and had to foreclose the property and want to get it off their balance sheet. So we could buy the building for about 1,656 euro per square meter GLA, which is below construction cost, not taking into account the land value and development of all the infrastructure. The occupancy was naturally a little bit down at 82% only because there was no CapEx spend since a couple of years, and we are about to reposition the building, and we are very positive about leasing it up, even on better rates than expected, because the market in Budapest is very driven by high demand on office and very low supply. Second acquisition on standing asset was a Pixel office in Poznan. 9.4 years lease agreement left for 100% of the building, triple net lease agreement. Here, the play of GTC is buying for 7.25 yield into this long cash flow, refinancing it below 200 basis points, including hedge costs, gives a average return on equity or FFO yield of about 80%. 18%. A third investment in standing asset was buying out the minority partner in Citygate Bucharest. The minority partner had 41.1% share in the joint venture. The property was fully consolidated in GTC's balance sheet. Therefore, we do not see any change in gross asset value from this transaction. But by buying out the minority, the cash flow out of the project, which was going at 41.1% in direction to our joint venture minority partner, will stay with us. We could buy the partner out for a discount because this was a non-controlling stake and they were not free to sell it to somebody else. And for us, it's a good success because, first of all, we have now the building full under our control, and it will increase significantly the cash flow at GTC. On page 12, the portfolio overview is only changed by having now Budapest, Hungary at 20% of the total standing asset portfolio. Poland is now down to 39%. This mostly happened because of the acquisition of Duna Tower as a relative big asset. Poland will come back to 40 and 40 plus percent by the progress of the construction of Bornocna. So we will not change a lot in this allocation, but just to show that Budapest has now a bigger weight. Retail, 29% of the total standing portfolio. Office is still 71%. Income generating asset portfolio is 1,050,000,000 euro, which is a very stable anchor for our balance sheet and creating the necessary cash flow to be able to safely continue development of other products. We still have on page 13 a breakdown of this of the assets. Biggest bunch, of course, is income generating assets at 1,052,000,000, split down in office and retail. Investment property under construction, 108 million euros. Project in planning stage, 68. And the land bank for development is only 48 million. So the core portfolio at 1,276,000,000 euros. And a little piece of the portfolio is non-core assets at 4% of the total portfolio. The top properties list, biggest still Galeria Jurajska, Censo Hover. Second, Citygate, Bucharest, which was only close to 60% with GTC, now it's 100% with us. Avenue Mall Zagreb in Croatia, also on a good occupancy again at 97%. Center Point, Hungary, Corona Office Complex, and Spiral, Hungary, see all on a very high occupancy. Duna Tower joined this list recently because of the new acquisition. And this is at 82% occupancy only, but this was also the reason why we could buy in for a very reasonable price. Quality of the properties unchanged, 79% younger than 10 years on the office side. all the retail is younger than 10 years. And on office, we have 71% in capital cities, and all the rest is in major Polish cities. So we do not have any secondary cities outside of Poland on office anymore. And on the retail side, it's capital cities, and major cities, 67%. Occupancy is on office 93 on average and 89 on retail. The 89 mostly come from some restructuring of tenants in Poland and also in Bulgaria. But here also we see for 2016 a good forecast to improve a lot. Financial highlights will be presented by Erez Poniel.
Good afternoon. We start with the financial highlights, the key metrics. NOI was kept stable around 80. It was 81 million last year. The slight decline is due to the fact that we sold some assets, mainly the Galeria Kazimierz office during the year. We sold also the Jaroszowa building in Slovakia. On the other hand, we bought several buildings at the end of the year that their contribution in 2015 was relatively small. However, we will see the full extent of the increase in NOI in 2016. The margin was kept fairly the same as last year, and so is the EBITDA. The biggest increase is evidence on the FFO parameter. Over there, there's an increase of 10 million. Given the fact that the NOI remained stable, the FFO improvement came mostly due to savings on interest and financial costs. The reason for these savings are the activities that we've done during the year relating to restructuring of the loans, repayment, amortization, as well as a change in our strategy regarding the hedging of the loans, and I will elaborate on that on the next slide. Regarding the leverage, we have decreased the leverage temporarily from 54% to 40%. Our target is to be 50% and in line with the progress of construction of Galeria Północna UBP, as well as the project in Belgrade, the LTV is expected for some time to increase as long as the projects are not completed and the full value is not recognized. Once the value will be fully recognized, the leverage should reach total leverage in the group around 50%. And in that case, obviously we'll have larger balance sheet and capacity to borrow and continue the refinancing activities. Another parameter that indicates the progress during 2015 is the EPRA NAV. Here we can see that the EPRA NAV increased from 614 to 779 million euro. This is a result of capital raise in the amount of 138 million, but also as a result of the profit. Looking at the balance sheet on the next page, we can see the changes in investment property are due to the changes that I mentioned earlier. Residential land bank has been decreased in line with our strategy to reduce our exposure to the residential market. The change here is mostly due to the sale of Felicity project in Bucharest, but also the result of sale of some other non-core assets and non-core lands, residential land and apartments. Investment in shares and associates has also decreased. This is due to liquidation of Galeria Kazimierz JV. We sold the asset at the end of 2013, beginning of 14. At the end of 2014, beginning of 15, and we liquidated the JV, and we see the impact here. In terms of cash, we still have cash available for investment, and this cash obviously is unleveraged. If we take some leverage on that, we have balances of between €100 to €120 million available for further investment. And as Thomas explained, we are looking at various opportunities. On the next page, we can see the financial structure and reflection of our strategy. 84% of the debt is secured, while 16% unsecured loans. Mainly we talk about the bonds that are listed on Warsaw Stock Exchange. The interest rate strategy has changed during the year. It was dynamic. We started with interest rate that is fully hedged through interest rate swaps. Then we gain certain exposure to the declining rate, which saves a lot of cost. And once again, towards the end of the year, we hedge these loans, this time using a cap instrument, which help us to maintain exposure to low Euribor environment, but at the same time reduce the risk, cap it, and at relatively low cost, we achieve these two targets. The debt maturity, as you can see on a year-by-year basis, we split it into the three main components. First is the regular amortization of loans. You can see that in the first 2 years we talk about €53 million, whereas in the third year, this regular amortization, as it seems now, will be reduced. Of course, once we completed more assets, this will increase. This amount will be serviced by recurring cash flow. When we talk about the rest, the other costs, the green or light green, these are items that will be refinanced through non-recurring cash flow. In other words, either refinance from new loans. One of them, I can tell you already, that we signed yesterday a loan to refinance Globis Poznan. That's part of the 27 million in year one. So about 16.5 million was already refinanced. The rest will be done during the year. Other loans that are under negotiations will be still signed or affected this year. Other source for repayment of loan is related to sale of non-core assets. And some of the loans, unless we sell assets, we will not need to pay them. So it is just related to sale of assets, for example, non-core assets that we focus on, and they are included in the asset held for sale on the balance sheet. We talk about Arad, Piatra Nimet, and several land plots. On the next page, page 20 of the presentation, we have the calculation of the LTV. It is detailed here. What's important to notice is the bottom line, except from the LTV ratio of 40%, the average interest rate in our portfolio is 3.4% nowadays, and the interest cover is a multiplier of 3. The income statement shows the temporary decrease in rental income and service revenue, as explained before, due to the sale of assets. But they will be more than offset by the assets that we are acquiring as well as developing. Regarding the profit from revaluation, it reflects the progress of Galera, Punotna, and UBP, as well as 41 Building 1, which was just completed, so a small contribution related to that building as well. Regarding the finance, finance cost, I already explained the reason for the savings, the deleveraging effect, as well as changing strategy. Looking at the cash flow, the three main items, cash from operating activities, this item has been increased from 40 to 49, in line with the change in FFO. The investment in real estate and related, while we look at the sale of assets, if we neutralize this this item, we talk about investment of 75 million euro. That's a big increase compared to 2014. And it signifies the momentum that is being developed now in respect of investment and acquisitions, in line with the strategy that the company announced during the capital raise exercise. The finance activity, some refinancing effect is visible here. Proceeds from long-term borrowing and cost was 62 million, mostly related to the development activity that we have. Going forward, we will refinance, we plan to refinance the Duna Tower and raise, continue to fund the development through loans. We signed these loans, we secured loans for Block 41, for UBP, for Galera Północna, and we plan to do it also for other projects that will go into the development stage. On the next pages, there are some useful slides how the FFO was calculated in a graphical manner, and the EPRA NAV. I think it can be clear here. And well, just to summarize, we present on page 26 the unique commercial development projects that are currently in the pipeline. Adamol in Belgrade, White House in Budapest, 41 building number 3 in Belgrade, and hopefully Galeria Vilanov. So these are the new projects that that will come. Talk about 130,000 square meter of NLA and future capex of around 250-260 million euros. That concludes the presentation, and we will be glad to take any questions that you might have.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Should you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. Once again, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Should you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. Your first question comes from the line of Jakub Kaisamal. Please ask your question.
Hi, and thanks for the presentation. This is Jakub Salma from Wood. Only two questions from my side, and sorry if I ask something which already has been answered. I haven't managed to dial in on time, unfortunately. First, if you could kindly give us some more details with respect to the capex and basically how much basically already is invested or has been invested, and how much remains for the four pipeline projects which you list on the slide 26, and then if you can comment basically on pretty much anything, if there is anything to expect in terms of acquisitions in the months to come. Thank you.
Jakub, there's a very bad connection. We can hardly hear you. Where you are?
Sorry, calling from a landline. Is it better now?
Not really.
Sorry, let me try another one.
Sorry, can you hear me better?
Now it's even worse.
Sorry. No? Any improvement?
Yeah, a little bit. But what was your question?
Sorry, two questions. First, if you could give us some kind of breakdown with respect to CapEx for the four pipeline projects which you state on the page 26, in terms of how much have you already invested and how much remains to be invested, and second, if there is anything you can tell us with respect to acquisitions and if there is anything we should be looking forward to in the months to come.
Yeah, we have, as we told, and we have on our presentation, we are looking at various new opportunities. Of course, you will understand that we cannot disclose that because we are not able to tell things if they are not done. On the acquisition and on the development investments, we had a slide where you could see that we have the two projects where we invest, which is Block 41 and Łódź. And also a big one, of course, it's Północna. And but Północna was basically powered by the old equity, not by the new capital raise. So we just had on the new capital raise the two projects, which was Block 41 and Watch on the list. And there are two, I think, let me see, 2 times 7 million. Altogether, 6.2 million, 41 was 2.3, and UBB was 3.9 million invested from the new rights issue. And we are not giving more details on other because, you know, this is a too detailed disclosure. If you send us a written request on exactly what you want to know, we will look at it and let you know if we can give you a breakdown or not. By the way, we have been reading your report today in the morning. And we also have a lot of questions about that in your direction, but we also do not do that on the phone now. Would not be convenient, I think, for you. Any other question? Hello?
Yes, once again, should you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Should you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Thank you very much, everybody, for participation in our call, and talk to you in May.
That concludes our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.